Mishnah. The Yom Rab Yechinen, Lushanach Agabi Mashu. Our Mishnah says he threw it outside Dal Damis, and then it came back in Yechayiv. So Gemara is the Kasha, Holai Nach. Rabbi Yechinen said, what are we talking about? It was Munach Agabi Mashu. So the Havaminer is, what does Mashu mean? It mamish landed on the ground. So you see, according to Rabbi Yechinen, it's not enough that it goes within Gimel Tvachim. It has to mamish land mamish. Or Malay, there's no Chilik. Or Malay, there's no Raya from the Mishnah. Mizgalgul Kamrit. The Mishnah is talking about what's rolling back and forth. Mizgalgul ain't Saif Lenuach. Avad, when you throw the ball away from you and the wind takes it back, it's not Oymet to land there. So Avad there, even as Vatech Gimon, it's not considered Kamunach Domin, because it's not Oymet to land there. It's going to roll back to you. Aval Hai, where is Rav's Chiddush? Going to Saif Lenuach. Rav is saying a tremendous Chiddush. Even in the case where you've taken a chayfetz, a cup, and you throw a Dal Damis which is Rabin, and it's landing now, and you know it's going to land there. The Shaila is, before it landed, it was in Gimel Tfacha from the ground, that's called Kolav Adami. Do we look as if it landed already, or it didn't land already? That's a Nuchish. Maybe there we say it landed already. Since it's Sofoy to land here, so when it gets within Gimel Tfachim, as if it landed already. Our Mishnah is talking about you throw the ball, and the wind right away throws it back to you. So it's not Oymet to rest there. So there, Pshita, you're not going to be Chayiv unless the Mamash either stood still for a second, or else the Mamash landed like Gabi Mashu. But here, Rav is saying a Chiddush. When the cup is coming down, it's going to stay still here. It's not called Hanach until the Mamash reaches the ground. Naskamina is, if right before it reaches the ground, you remember today is Shabbos, the malacha was not done kula b'shoyge, you'll be potter from the korban. So this thing you have in the right from our Mishnah. So that's Rav's Chiddush, and you don't see it from our Mishnah. That's what I'm saying. Mizgalgul karmit, mizgalgul ain't soif l'nuach. Avalahai, the Rav's Chiddush, kivun just soif l'nuach. Afagab the loy nach command the nach dami, maybe since it's oimit to land. So when it comes within Gimel Tzvachim of the ground, let's say it's attached to the ground, would it didn't love it, it's as if it landed already. And even if you remember the next second it's Shabbos, still you b'chayiv a korban, kamashmula no. The malacha is not finished until the maaseh reaches the ground. Lay out Rav. That's why we hold malacha like Rav.
What about a boomerang?
What?
What about a boomerang? A boomerang is a thing that you throw out and it comes back to where it was. In other words, the whole
Indian
of it is...
Yeah, that need nothing. You potter. Yeah, that's mutter. You potter. Didn't do anything. Some say that's the eight, that's the best place they say to do with Moshe. If you have something in your pocket and you realize in the middle of the street, you realize you're walking with something. So if you didn't stop, you didn't make any halacha, the best place is to walk back to your house. It's the same with Shusha Yochid. That's called you didn't do anything. You didn't make a cue, you didn't make an halacha. You picked it up from a Shusha Yochid, walked outside and walked back in. Some sheet is always even mutter mitchil to do it. That you'll have to take up a chayfas and walk outside and walk back in again. You didn't do anything. You didn't make an akir and anachi. You didn't go to another rishus. That's considered like nothing. So Adam, you shouldn't do it. But if you walked outside already, that's the best place. That's called nothing. Yeah, that's for anachi. That's all. For other anachi, they didn't love it. But Rav is saying for anachi of hanachi by Shabbos, our love it can't help you. You need a mitzvah to hanachi. So the Mishnah. Hazurik piyam arbam is potter. The yam itself is only called the Carmelis, and the derais it's a makam tur. You potter if you throw dal damas in the yam. Imho yirakak mayim, you had a puddle in the middle of Rishus Rabin. Rishus Rabin mahaleches boy, and the Rabin walks through the puddle of water. It is hazurik letoicher dal damas chayit. The puddle of water still has the shame Rishus Rabin. If you throw dal damas through the puddle of water, still you chayit. Fakamu rakak mayim. How deep is the puddle still considered part of the Rishus Rabin? Pochus miasor, it has to be less than Yutfachim deep. As if the puddle goes down Yutfachim deep, that's not called Rishus Rabin anymore. Tfachim. Now again the Mishnah says, Rekak Mayim, you have a puddle of water. Rishus Rabin Malechis Boy, and the Rabin goes through the puddle of water. So the Mishnah says it two times the same Chiddush. If you throw something and lands in the puddle of water, or you throw through the puddle, Dal Damis, Yechayev, that sin is still a Rishus Rabin. So the Maram Allah Yehum Rabbon the Rovam. Bishlei Mehillah Chiluk Trei Zimna. Why does the Mishnah say two times that the Rabin walked through a puddle and it's still called the Rishus Rabin there? Hokamashma, it's a Chiddush. That what? Hiluch Adayat Chak Shmei Hiluch. Even though it's not so Gishmak to walk through a puddle of water, but that's still called Rishus Rabin. Since Adayat Chak, if you have to, you walk through it, doesn't take away the shame of Rishus Rabin. That's a Chiddush. When we medayik, hiluch is called a hiluch. Of a tashmash, they had chak, loishime tashmash. Let's say to Shalom, people don't want to use it all together. it's not such an easy, useful place, that wouldn't make a Rishus Rabin. The Moshe Rashi says, let's say you have a bore that's Yutvachim deep. In the middle of Rishus Rabin, you have a bore that's Yutvachim deep. Nine Tvachim deep. So it's not a Rishus Yochid. You have a ditch that's only nine Tvachim deep. It's not a Rishus Yochid, it's not Yutvachim deep. Is that called Rishus Rabin or not? One Svar is yes, because the Rabin use it. Even though it's so deep down, ninth vachm, it's pretty hard to lower it down and to pick it up. But I had that chak, if you're stuck, you want to put something down. You don't want to leave in the middle of the street, you're afraid people will step on it. So you put it in the bor. That's called the tashmash adayat chak. Is that bor considered Rishus Rabim or not? The chiddush from our Mishnah is no, it's not called Rishus Rabim. Since you only use that bor adayat chak, it's too deep to put things down, that doesn't get a shame Rishus Rabim. Only a hiluch, where people here lemaisa are walking through this puddle. So even though you don't walk through so geshmak as on adayat chak, it's still considered the Rishus Rabin. But a tashmish, like a bor, you want to consider this bor Rishus Rabin, that no. Since the Rabin don't use this bor, it's deep. It's not called Rishus Rabin. That's the deek of the Mishnah. Only a hiluch do we say it's considered the Rishus Rabin. But if the makim is only used adayat chak, that use doesn't give it a shchivus of Rishus Rabin. So the Mori Ella Rakak Rakak trays in the Lomeli. Why does the Mishnah have to say there's a puddle of water two times? Let the Mishnah say something else. You walk through some mud, you walk through some dirt. Why does it got to say a puddle of water twice? What's the chiddush of a puddle of water? So the Mori Chiddush is Chad Yemoisacham, we're talking about the summer. Chad Yemoisacham, we're talking about the winter. Utzricha, both are chiddushim. The Tanachol, if we only say water one case, have a mina. Hani Mili Yemoisacham. Only in the summertime, then it's a dera for the rabbin to walk through the puddle. Why? The Avidi Inshid Damaski Leakurin Afshayil. It's nice and hot outside. You don't mind walking through a puddle of water, you cool off a little bit. So in the summer, I'll tell you it's a dera to walk through the puddle of water. Avidi Yemoisacham, but in the winter, Loi, it's cold outside, you don't want to go through the water. It's enough rain already. So maybe that's not called a hiluch. That wouldn't be called Rishus Rabin. Kamashmullah, no. Even in the winter, even though there's a puddle of water there, still, since the Rabin walks through it sometimes, it's still considered Rishus Rabin. V'yashmini Moshe Shem, who would just say in the winter time, I would think, Kiva the mitnefei, without you dirty anyway, and there's some in the winter, there's mud on the floor, there's dirt there, so you're dirty anyway. Lo yichbeslu, you don't care if you go into the puddle of water. Maybe the other Rabin's belly, you clean your shoes off then. But in the summertime, you look tip-top. You don't get dirty from mud. So a guy doesn't want to go into a puddle of water. So maybe if there's a puddle of water, Rishus Rabin, that puddle doesn't have a shame Rishus Rabin. Kamash on the Mishnah two times? No. Both times, it still has a shame Rishus Rabin. Because Gafat Hiluch, Adayat Chak, Shemei Hiluch. Avayu Rami Itzuch, another Chiddush. Sankot Adayat Minuch, Hali Mili, Heichad Lehevi Daodamis. Only if the puddle of water is not Daladamas wide. Avlechad Deva Daladamas. Once the puddle is so long, that Daladamas long, I was thinking of Svaram, Akufi Makfile. Nobody's going to be sugar to walk through the water. You might as well go around the side and walk around it. As if it's a small, only 2 amas of water, it's not Kedai for you to walk all the way along the side, you walk through it. But when it's so long of Daladamas of water, then the devil should be to surround it, go around it. So Mela, the water should not have a shame with Shus Rabin, because the Rabin don't walk through it. Kamashku knows, still we say it's with Shus Rabin. We don't say this far, since you walk around it, no. Sometimes you walk through the water, it's still considered with Shus Rabin. Vashi Yomar Itzrich, another Kiddush. Sakut that the Chiminich, I will hold. Hani Milihecha, the heavy Dal was only 4 Tvachim. Four Tvachim. But when it's not 4 Tvachim fakir, everybody skips over the water. Nobody walks into the water. So that water shouldn't have a shame Rishus Rabin. If it's Dalat Tvachim, you can't jump over it. So since you can't jump over it, then it's not Kedai to walk all the way around the side. You walk through it. So then it's called Rishus Rabin. But if it's less than Dalat Tvachim, I would think everybody jumps over it. Nobody walks through it. So that doesn't give a shame Rishus Rabin. The Rabin doesn't use this mukim. So that one mukim won't be Rishus Rabin. Nafkamin, if you throw the chayfetz, 4 amas. So it goes, part of this, like 3 tvachim here, is from Yadal Damas. So these 3 tvachim are not called Rishus Rabin. You won't be chayiv. Kamashma, no. Even these 3 tvachim of the water is considered a Rishus Rabin. And if you throw Dal Damas with these 3 tvachim, you chayiv. The more of Yodra Vashla Taimi. The Yom Ravashi, Chai Man de Zorak Venacha Gudu de Gamla. Somebody throws something from Rishus Rabin and it lands on the part of the bridge, Agudu de Gamla. Rashi says, "Aguda de gamla al daf shebegesher on the plank of the bridge." Hamutul roichiv hagesher that's going across the width of the gesher kishar hadafin or muvdo machaber, it's separated from its chaver. So usually people skip over this plank, like you're walking along, you have like a little beam sticking up. So when you walk over, usually most people skip over it. So the chur, maybe it's not called rishus rabim. The zark v'nachagud and the chayfet lands in this plank that's sticking up is mechayiv. Zok Ravashi still yechayiv. Why? Shere rabim boikim boik, because people still walk through it. Even though most times people skip over it, about sometimes you step on it, still called Rishus Rabim. Who are in the water also? Even though most times if it's a small puddle of water, you don't pull and step in it, you try and skip over it. About sometimes you miss and go inside it, it's still called Rishus Rabim. So the Mishnah. Hazerek minayam liyabosha. You throw from the yam a caramelist onto the yabosha Rishus or Rishus Rabim. Rios minayabosha liyam. You're potter. Because from a caramelist, Rishus Rabim, you're potter. You throw from the yam, which is a caramelist, into a svina, which is a rishus yochid, also your potter. You throw from the svina, the boat, that's a rishus yochid, into the yam, into the ocean, it's a caramelist, it's also your potter midiraisa. You throw from one svina to another svina, from rishus yochid to another rishus yochid, your potter midiraisa. It's only also midirabonu. Svinas dog shuroi zubizu. Let's say you have two ships that are tied together. Then metaltlem izulizu. Then you metchila let it carry from one ship to another ship. Flies like one rishus. Trash metaltlem zulizu. Gemara parch pshita. Gemara has to kasha pshita. It's like one rishus a yochid. Now svinas kshuroi zubizu. Metaltlem zubizulian. Im einan kshuris. But let's say the svinas are not tied together. Afa pisha makofis, even though they have mechitzas going around both of them, still a metatle mizulazu. You can't carry them from one ship to the other ship. It's only mutter to carry if the ships are tied up. If they're not tied up, it's also. The drasha shemakofis means smucha zuzu, even though they're very close to one another. Kamoi a makifin shtei chavis. It doesn't mean it has mechitzas around. Just means even though two ships are close together, still a metatle mizulazu. Why? The mehafsik karmelis mifreshum adodi. Because since they're not tied together, we look as if the little water in between divides it up. We're talking about two different people owning the two different ships. By the erev metatle mizulzu. We're talking about you have erev chateres. If I have two rishus ayochid, you want to carry one to the other, make an erev chateres. Hilkach kimifreshain. If they're not tied up, but they're separated a little bit, or mifsikol karmelis both the erev. Since there's a caramelist in between, you can't make an error. You can't make an error to your next door neighbor if there's a caramelist in between. Across the street, you can't make an error. An error only has to the two rishriyas, the mamas together, it's one like real rishos ayachim. But here, if the srinas, if they're tied together, it's considered like one. If they're separated, though, then it blends like separate. Right, stop here. Here, daf kufa mebeit nochem on the Mishnah. Hazorik min hayam liyabosha. Somebody throws from the yam onto the yabosha. That's from a caramelist to the yabosha, which could be Rishus Rabim. Or min hayabosha liyam, rose from the Rishus Rabim to the yam. Or min hayam lisvina, from the yam that's a caramelist to a svina that's a Rishus Yochid. Or min hasvina liyam, from Rishus Yochid to the yam, from a ship to the yam. Or min hasvina lachaverta, if you throw from one svina, that's one Rishus Yochid, to another Rishus HaYochid is a lacha potter. All these cases are potter. Mm-hmm. Because you didn't throw from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus Rabin. That's why you potter. Svina is Kshura is Zubzu. You have two Svinas tied up one to the other. Is a lacha then Metaltlen Mizuluzu. You're allowed to carry from one to the other, you're allowed to carry. And the Chiddush we'll see in the Gemara is that even though both are Rishus HaYochid, they belong to two different people, but you made an Erev together, like an Erev Chatzeris. So you made an Erev together, you're allowed to carry from one to the other. The chiddush is it has to be tied up together, and we're not afraid to untie by itself. Are the main kshuris that they're not tied up the two svinas is afa pisha makafis, even though they're close together, and you made an error, still a metaltle mizulazu. The error doesn't help, and since they're not tied together, they're like a hefstik, the yam in between. That's a caramelist, and error chaserus doesn't help if you have a caramelist in between. A ruba chaserus only helps to be carrying from one rishus yachid straight to the next rishus yachid. But here the ships are not tied to the hefsig of the yam in between. It's also to carry from one ship to the other ship. So the Gemara, Itma. Svina. Somebody's on the Svina, on the ship, in the middle of the yam. The shallow is, how do you schlep up the water from the yam into the Svina? We want a heter. Now, it's awesome with the Rabbonim, because the Svina is a Rishus HaYochid. What? A Svina is a Rishus HaYochid. And the yam is a Carmelis. So you're not allowed to carry from a Carmelis to Rishus HaYochid with the Rabbonim. With the Rabbonim, the Carmelis has a din like a Rishus HaRabim. You can't carry from a Carmelis to Rishus HaYochid. So Stamos, you can't schlep the water from the yam into the ship. How is the Yetzer? Rafun Rama Moitzien Emenu Ziz Kolshu. Take out like a piece of wood Kolshu. Umamala. And through the middle of the piece of wood, you could schlep up the water. Look at Rashi. Svina Hamaforish Besvina Bayam. A Svina ship that's going in the Yam and the Carmelis. Is Moitzi Ziz Kolshu. Midoifne Asvina. Stick out like a plank, a piece of wood, sticking out from the sides of the ship. Al Hamayim onto the water. Leheke Biyam, just to make Eke Kimaforish Biyozel. But the Kitzur is saying, really, it's mutter to carry the water into the ship. Just to make a little hecker is stick out a little piece of wood and like then throw your pail with the rope over this piece of wood and then slap off the water. Just make a little hecker. That's what's mutter. Rav Chizda v'Rav Barafuner Amri. No, it's not mutter. Stamazoi. No, oisem mokum arba. You have to mamish take a piece of wood that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Umamala. And in the middle of this piece of wood, make a hole like and pick up the water through the piece of wood. So Drashi Mamalo, Min Hayam Umachnis Lesvina. Mokum Arba, the Drashi Chalal Dalid Mokum Mechitzis. It means you have a hole that has at least 4 by 4 tefachim. Now on the sides there are mechitzis coming down, Kitanis. You have a little, at least small mechitzis coming down. So like it's a piece of like a four cornered piece of wood on four sides, and the middle is hollow. But on the sides, the mechitzis come down a little bit. That's what you have to make there. Right, you stick out a piece of wood from the side of the ship, and at the end of the piece of wood, you have to have another halal of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, that the opening is, in the middle it's open, but on the side it's going down mechitzis. So you say, good astik mechitzis, on all sides of this piece of wood, there's little mechitzis coming down here, here, here. So you say, good astik, all these mechitzis go down to the ground, so obliged now that underneath this is the Rishus HaYochid. And you're throwing your pail down the hole that goes into Rishus HaYochid. You schlep up the water and bring it into the Svina, so it's from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid. He says, "Mokem arba mamala." The more Rafuna Rama Moitzi Emenu Ziz Kolshu. Rafuna says, "No, really, it's mut to take the water from the yam into the ship. You just have to make a heker." Stick out a little piece of wood, kolshu, and schlep up the water through that piece of wood. Umamala, what's the svaro? Kisovar karmelis me'ar yomashchina. We hold, where does the karmelis start in the yam? It starts from the bottom of the water. Not on top, but it starts from the ground. The ground of the yam is where the karmelis starts from. Mela v'yavira mokam ptur. It only goes up 10 tefachim. So mice, when you're in the middle of the yam, avada is more than 10 tefachim from the top of the water to the bottom of the ground. So the karmelis starts on the bottom of the ground. Therefore, the water on top is like a mokum ptur. So mikra din, you're allowed to take the water from the yam into the ship, because it's a mokum ptur into Rishus HaYochid. No, a heker b'yam will just stick out first a piece of wood, and then throw the rope over the piece of wood. So the avira mokum ptur hu. Over din hu, really, hu diziz namelali boy. You don't even need any heker. It's enough to schlep the water from the yam into the ship. Because the water on top of the yam is a mokum ptur. Eliki hechad lehev lehekera. People shouldn't make mistakes and think that the yam is a karmelis. If they'll see it carrying direct from the yam into the ship, they'll think it can carry from a karmelis to a Rishus HaYochid. So you need a little heker. Put out a piece of wood there to make a little heker. So drashi karmelis me'ar yomashchinin. Means yud shel avir. Shenos nur chachomim liyis the karmelis. Kedermina perakama. V'tei sefesad yud. That a karmelis is like the Rishus HaRabim, only goes up yutvachim. More than yutvachim is called a mokum ptur. Where do you start counting the yam? Where does the karmelis start from? Mikakoyes hayam, from the ground, the floor of the yam, mashkin it starts lhu. The aviru shulamalam yud, any air that's more than 10 tefachim off the ground of the yam, blies the mokum ptur. The afilu hang mayim, heavy mokum ptur. Hilkach patera kashok lechatchila. Therefore, if you have a ship going in the middle of the yam, sheet that's more than 10 tfachim deep the water, so the top water is a makam ptur, mikra adin, you're allowed to take matchila from the water onto the ship. Well, they just want leveling hekeros at Rashi and Kamlis Gemura. People shouldn't come and make mistakes and think, if you're carrying from the yam, maybe they'll carry from a Kamlis Gemura, and that's also. So you have this heker. That's Pshat and Rav Huna. Rav Chizda and Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amri Oise Mokam Abo. No, they hold you're not a heker. Your mamash have to make it into a Shusha Yochid. You stick out over the ship a nice piece of wood that's hollowed out, but it's 4x4 tvachim, and on all four sides its mechitzas are coming down. Umamala. Why? Kosavri. Karmel is misvas maya mashkinim. Where do we consider the ground of the karmelis by the yam, the top of the water? It's from the top of the water that has a shem karmelis. So Nelo, maya aya smichta, that the water and the ground is considered like one smichta. So Nelo, we consider the ground of the yam, the top of the water. Yeah. So Nelo, if you're carrying water from the top of the yam, that's mamash karmelis. If you would not make this hechatims, will soon be mazbun. But you don't use this piece of wood that's 4x4 tvachim that has mechitis coming down. You'll be schlepping up the water from the top of the yam, which is a karmelis according to Rabbi Chizda, because we consider the water on the ground like attached. So the karmelis first starts from the top of the water. It goes up yutvachim. So the water is a karmelis. You're not allowed to carry from a karmelis to Rishos Yochid. So the Eitzer is to make the water into a Shusha Yochid. So Drashi Arya Smichtahi. The Chol HaMayim Karmelis said, Mela, all the water is called the Karmelis. It's Smichim, it's Ovid like Yik. So the Heter is, we're saying now, if you have this piece of wood sticking out, so since it has four mechitzas, even though they're only a mashu coming down, we say a Svar of good Asik. We say these little mechitzas now continue on to go straight down. So Mela Blai is like in this smokim, you have four mechitzas coming down to the ground, to the water. So if you're going to put your pail down through the hole here and schlep up the water, it has a din Rishusa Yochid. Because this hole here makes straight down the Rishusa Yochid. So you're schlepping up the water from Rishusa Yochid into the ship. That's what's mutim. We'll see a sugi later. These mechitzas are really not good mechitzas. Because there's avir in between and you can walk through it. It's called Gedi and Boikimbor. We'll soon see. But for Mayim, the Rabbanim will make them. Like, since there's no other way to schlep the water up, the Rabbanim gave the kula. That if you have little mechitzas coming down, we say good asik, and they consider as if they come down to the water. So, mainly, this part of the water right here is surrounded by four mechitzas. It gives it a shame, Rishus HaYochid. Therefore, you can schlep the water up from here into your ship.
So what is the takes on the wood? What is the wood is a Rishus
HaYochid? Yeah. That's what we're saying now.
The difference, the fin is also Rishus HaYochid.
So that's the heter. That's why it's mutter. You can't take from the yam. The yam is a karmelis.
Is allowed.
Yes, sir.
So why the wood allowed?
Without the wood, you're taking from a karmelis to a shusha yochid. That's awesome. Listen. No. Listen. If you don't have any wood, then the karmelis, the yam is a karmelis. So you're not allowed to take water from a karmelis to the ship with the shusha yochid. So what's the heter? You have to make the yam a Rishus HaYochid. Then you take it from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid. Is the Rishus HaYochid? How do you do it if you have mechitas up on the ground? And we say, good after these mechitas come down, so this part of the yam right now has mechitas around it. So it's called the Rishus HaYochid. Then you carry from this Rishus HaYochid to the Svina. Yeah. Omalei Rav Nachman, the Rabba Baravua. He says no, it's enough just to make a heck of yama. And what's the hezber? Because we said the karmelis starts from the ground of the yam. So the top water, since it's more than yutfachim up, it's a mokim tur. Hey, sometimes the big ship goes in shallow water, and from the ground to the top of the water, there's less than yutfachim. So in such a case, you're going to schlep the water up, so there the water is a karmelis. So it should be us according to Rav Huna. It's true, if the ship is in the middle of the yam, and the ground is very far down, so the top water is a makom ptur. But if you let the ship go, mamash near the shore, so with the front of the ship, there's not going to be you tfachim down. So that top water is from a karmelis. So how does Rav Huna matter all over to take water from the yam into the ship? Sometimes that yam will be called a karmelis also. We're talking about a svina. Svina means a big ship. A big ship can't travel unless the water is at least yutfachim deep. If the water is so shallow, the ship can't get there. True, the ikka part of the ship can't get there. But the front of the ship, the way a ship goes, it goes down, then the front comes up. So the front part of the ship, the point, like goes way in front, and there can go into shallow water. The main part of the ship sinks in, can't go into shallow water. But let's be afraid, sometimes you can schlep up water from the front of the ship. Now the front of the ship usually comes up like, and there it's very low, the water. The water could be less than yutfachim deep. And still, he'll slap up the water from a camelus. It should be us according to Ahuna. And for the Gemara, Rav Safra, Kishusha Azli Kamor. A ship usually has like sticks sticking out in front of it that you have pointed down in the water to know how shallow the water is. Because you never want the ship to get near shallow water, you're afraid it'll get stuck there. So maybe even though the front of the ship could go into water less than your tvachim, but you check it out before and you have these gashushes, like two sticks in front of the ship, always making sure you're not hitting shallow water. So maybe the Quran have Hun on a big ship, we're never afraid they'll come into shallow water that is less than 10 tvachim from the water to the ground. Omalei Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Chiya Baravin. The Rav Chizdu, the Rav Barafuna. The Yamri, they say, really the top part of the water is called the Karmelis. Because the Karmelis of the Yam starts at the top of the water. So what's the head that it carry from a Karmelis to the Svina? Is Oysin Mokim Arbo or Memali. You make this Mokim Dalad or Dalad, and you slap up the water through that hole, it's called Rishos Yochid. Of a Shaifchen Edei Hechi Shadilu. But among the ship, they had to throw out the dirty water. How did they throw out the dirty water out of the ship? The Chura, according to Rav Chizda, Shver, you're throwing from a Svina Rishos Yochid into the Yam, which is a Karmelis. So how could they throw the dirty water out of the ship? Maybe they had to throw it through this hole. Then again, take the pitcher and get it right into that hole and throw it down the hole. Because that hole makes the mokum underneath it of Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara is not mistavra misalei. It's not mistavra like that because it's mis. If you're going to throw the dirty water through there, it's not going to be nice to schlep up clean water that way. So tomorrow, so the answer is the shadjiloy adaptun the swing. A poshut eitzer. You just throw the water down the side of the ship, and it drips down and goes into the yam. So you're throwing it down the sides. For the Gemara, leika koychai. Good, you didn't throw it directly into the yam. You didn't throw it into the karmelis. You threw it onto the side of the ship. But throwing it on the side of the ship, it doesn't stay there. It drips right down into the yam. That's called your koychai. So the chura from your koychai, the water is going from the Svina to the Yam, which is a Karmelis. What's the heter? And the Gemara Nuchidish, Koichai the Karmelis like Gozru. Where you're throwing something from Rishus Yachid into a Karmelis. If it's only Durch Koichai, the Rabbonim didn't make this Gzera. Durch Koichai didn't ask it. The bottom Rashi Vika Koichai, need the Loizork Lehegi Liyam. You're not throwing the water directly into the Yam. You're throwing it onto the Svina, onto the sides of the ship. Of a Miyom Mi Koichai and Boin Liyam. From your Koichai goes into the Yam. The Gezer Teres, about this only awesome of the Rabbonim to throw from a Karmelis to a Rishus, from a Rishus Yachad to a Karmelis, if it's only through Koicha, it's Mutter. So the more Minot Tamer, how do I know this Yisoid, that Koicha they didn't ask by a Svina or by a Karmelis? The Tanya, Svina, ein metalklin loy mitoicha liyam. You're not allowed to throw from a Svina into the Yam. Loy min a Yam letoicha. You can't throw from the Yam into the Svina. Either way, you can't do it. It's Pashin. Because one's Rishus Yochid, one's a Karmelis. You can't throw from a Karmelis to Rishus Yochid, to a Karmelis. Rabbi Yehuda Roimet, depends. Amuka.